Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So like we were saying, they had, I don't know if the protests have quieted down or have not quieted down, but there were still a few, I think, of varying sizes. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. We're enjoying your show tonight.
Thank you.
We're driving actually into California right now, and the immigration question was on my mind because I'm very much for immigration, but you have to know where to draw the line. And I think it's one thing to make room for people. I think it's another thing, for instance, to see the influence, you know, that you've got here in California. We're visiting from out of state, and the immigration question, I don't think one thing people don't notice is the preponderance of the Spanish influence.
There is a, well, yeah, I mean, there's a preponderance of Spanish influence in this state because of the history of the state and because of the, but that's exactly what a lot of the folks are saying who are immigration rights advocates, if you will. You know, it's funny when you use the word immigration rights advocate. I don't know what that means, but because I'm an advocate of immigration rights as well, and but that doesn't mean unlimited, you know?
I don't think it does either. It's another thing, I think, we're traveling from Lake Charles, Louisiana, to my sister-in-law lives in Riverside, California. But if you look at the map, you see a preponderance of the Hispanic names, and you find out the names of these towns are pretty difficult to pronounce. You see the preponderance of Spanish influence in our culture now with, I don't know, different food items and things, you know. So do these people think about that? I don't think they do. And it was a point that I wanted to make relative to the immigration question. At what point do we draw the line? At what point do we say, well, look, if you want to have everybody coming into the country, that's one thing. But in light of our embracing your culture here in the United States and the pressure that's being applied by some groups to increase that presence, should there not be some kind of a cooling off period?
Cooling off for what? I mean, cool, you say for Hispanic influence?
Well, I'm looking at, I look at a map, but you can take a look at any map of Florida or California or New Mexico, and here are the names of some cities that are barely able to pronounce if you are Anglo or Northern European. We're looking at San Mat. I know how to pronounce Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, San Mateo, Santa Monica, San Bernardino. All of these towns are
San Bernardino?
San Bernardino. Santa Monica. San Mateo. All of these places are places that we are required as Northern Europeans to pronounce properly or to understand how to say it. And so we're already told that we've got to speak Spanish, even though we live in a country where English is the language.
You mean the Spanish names of the different cities require a certain mastery of the Spanish language?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I would agree that it probably that requires a certain mastery of pronunciation. And I've heard Spanish people or Mexican people or Latin people pronounce San Bernardino as opposed to San Bernardino. Or you talk about anglifying a name. I mean, we call it San Berdu sometimes, you know.
No, I understand that. But the point is, you already have hundreds and hundreds of cities and towns in California, as well as these other southeastern states, with Hispanic names, and they want even more. They want even more rights. And then the other thing, too, that I mentioned to your screener was the pictures. If you look at a lot of these snack foods.
What'd you say, sir, snack foods?
The snack foods, like if you want to talk about tortilla chips or this, or if you look at a Picante bottle, which is basically green and yellow, which is the color of the Mexican flag. I mean, right now, you have, in our country, the representation of the Mexican culture on practically every product, and you cannot even walk to your own refrigerator and open up the refrigerator door in the morning, and as a Northern European or a man of Northern European fair skin extraction, there was a time when I could open up my refrigerator in the morning, I'd see wheat toast or wheat bread, or I'd see bread, and now I look in my refrigerator and see tortillas or corn tortillas or this sort of thing. So this is also something of concern. And keep in mind, too, Phil, that when you open up your refrigerator and you look at a bag, say, of it could be a bag of tortilla chips. You have a picture there of a Mexican woman or a man with a sombrero, or there's a Mexican man on a bottle of picante sauce, or a man with some kind of Mexican dress. Everywhere you turn, you have a heavy influence of Mexican imagery. And as a man of Northern European fair-skinned extraction, at what point do you draw the line? The only question I'm asking.
Well, what are you proposing here, sir, that we stop imports of tortilla chips? You know.
No, I'm not. I'm not proposing that at all. But I'm saying, where do these people draw the line? They're already making me pronounce the names of their cities, which are Spanish cities.
Well, there's Spanish cities in California. Go to New York, man. You ain't one damn Spanish town in New York. Go to...
But the most populous state in the union is California. You got more... The most populous state in the union is California, and you have names of towns that it is extremely difficult for Northern European of fair skin extraction or a white man to pronounce. And
what are the towns you're talking about? You said San Mateo.
I understand that's San Mateo. There's
Santa Monica I've never heard of.
Well, that's what I mean. We don't either, and we're traveling through your state for only the second time in our lives. So we're having a hard time right now understanding where we're going. And what if you're traveling through your own country, you should be able to see signs that a Northern European, for want of a better word, you should be able to see signs that a white man will feel comfortable with. Or a black man. See, this is a white man and a black man question. We're talking about the Mexican influence.
All right. Hold on for a minute. What's your name?
Phil, my name is Jim, and I'm with my wife, Carrie, and we've got our two kids. We're coming out to see a sister-in-law, and we've been enjoying your radio show all the way across Arizona.
And you're driving tonight, huh?
We are probably going to be in the Riverside by about midnight tonight.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is Jim. And we've talked last week and on Thursday about the immigration question. And he's talking about, as travelers, people traveling around the state of California or around Florida or around... You mentioned a number of states, Jim. What are the other states you're talking about? You're talking about Florida, right?
Well, Florida's one. Arizona's one. Texas. New Mexico. Nevada. Even Colorado has a number of Hispanic and Spanish names. Colorado has a town... for years people will call it Pueblo, and everyone will tell you, well, it's Pueblo, and the reason why they know it's Pueblo is because they don't want to be intimidated by the Hispanic influence, because if you call it Pueblo or you don't do it good or Pablo or something, you are intimidated by certain elements of Hispanic what I call culture peddlers, who will treat you very unfairly. Because you can't pronounce Spanish town number 6,420. On my list here, I can enter it in here on my GPS.
Well, the town is Pueblo, Colorado, right?
The town is Pueblo, Colorado. But that's a Spanish name that people had to master because they couldn't call it what it was originally going to be called, which was Potterville. It was going to be Potterville, California. But you got to call it Pueblo. And for years, people called it Pueblo. Until the Mexican government put pressure on the United States government, in turn pressuring the Colorado state government to get people in line and get them pronouncing this name right, so you don't have the Mexican government threatening sanctions because a lot of well-meaning, fair-skinned Northern European people called it Pueblo, and all of a sudden are very rudely reminded it's not Pueblo. And this is just an example of one thing, and a very simple thing, but look at all the towns.
I know how to. You know how to pronounce San Francisco.
Well, of course I do. That's a major American city.
All right, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego. It's the smaller towns.
Well, it's the smaller towns. Santa Clarita, and I finally figured that's Santa Clarita, but Santa Susanana. And they said it's Santa Susana, but I'll pronounce it the way I feel like pronouncing it, But I've got these culture peddlers and these people who are speaking Spanish breathing down my neck.
You know, it's funny. When I lived in Louisiana, there's a lot of French names in Louisiana, and yet the people who lived there did not give them the French pronunciation, is for want of a better way of saying it. I mean, for instance, the street would be called Carondelet. Now, maybe you look at that and say it's Carondelet if you're speaking in terms of the French pronunciation, but they pronounce it Carondelet.
Well, we're only asking for the same right. If I've got to say the name of a Spanish town, and I want to say it the way I want to say it, that's what I want to do. I know how these towns are pronounced, but if I want to call it San Mateo, or if I want to call it La Joya, or La Jolla, or San Jose, or if I want to say that the name of the town is Santa Monica, or any of these things, it's the least that the Hispanic culture peddlers can give a Northern European man with fair skin, at least you can give me, because I'm already drowning in all this. My wife want me to say, I'll say spick stuff, but I know that that's...
Oh, we don't want that word, sir.
Well, I apologize.
We're not going there, sir, okay?
Well, I apologize, but...
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. There's a man, we're talking about immigration. This man says that we are already, quote, drowning in Spanish influence, which includes a great many cities that are named, have Spanish names. The city we live in here, Los Angeles, San Diego... San Francisco, but his proposal is that, and he kept saying, those of us of Northern European fair-skinned extraction would like to be able to pronounce these cities the way we feel like it. So for years, you might have heard the joke, La Jolla. You say, hey, you know where La Jolla is? It's La Jolla, but in all seriousness, why not call it La Jolla? Why not say it's San Jose? Why not say it's Santa Monica instead of Santa Monica, or San Mateo instead of San Mateo? So in other words, and he also mentioned the controversy around Pueblo, Colorado, where a lot of the local European descent people called it Pueblo for the longest time. 1-800-449-8686. What, bud?
FBS, the county.
Well, he also mentioned... the presence of advertising images that are Spanish, like the Spanish guy on the Picante bottle, the Mexican lady on the tortilla chip bag, quote, we're drowning in it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want the freedom to do that.
Well, I went online and I looked at the thing. We're talking to Jim Kettering. He's traveling with his family to California tonight, and we're talking about the immigration issue, and I looked on that website that you recommended.
Yes, sir.
All right. It says that as Northern European people with fair skin extraction, we are not racist. We just want the right to pronounce these towns any way we see fit. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct, because if they're going to tell us that their culture is predominant, And I'd have to say that if, you know, over 75% of the cities and towns in the states of California, Florida, New Mexico, Texas, to some extent Alabama, Mississippi, like these Gulf states, 75% of the names of these towns are all Hispanic derivative names. If they are going to tell me that their culture is not represented, I got to disagree with that. So I want the right to be able to call it anything I want to call it in a comfortable way, in a manner in which a fair-skinned Northern European would call it.
All right, well, do you have a problem calling it Los Angeles?
If I want to call it Los Angeles, or if I want to call it, you know, Los Angeles, I'll call it what I want to call it, you know. They're telling me I got to say this, I got to say that, I got to pronounce it this way, I got to pronounce it. If I want to call it La Jolla, because every time I open my refrigerator in the morning now, I don't see a loaf of bread. I don't see the loaf of bread that generations of Northern Europeans of fair skin extraction have seen. I don't see the wheat bread. I don't see Roman meal. What am I looking at? I'm looking at a package of corn tortillas with a, a mamacita there on the front. And she's got on her sombrero. See, so, you know.
Well, look, if you don't want to buy tortillas, have your wife not buy tortillas.
That's not the point, Phil. The point is, that's what everybody's buying now. You got to buy what everybody buys, otherwise you're going to look like, you're going to look pretty stupid being the only guy on the block with Roman meal bread in your icebox. And everybody else has got corn tortillas. But this is what's going on. And I don't think it's being addressed properly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Maria. Maria, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Good evening,
this
ma'am.
It's the first time I've listened to your show. I live in Miami. I have been living in the United States for 20 years. I am an immigrant, fortunately a legal one. I am actually an American citizen. And it really bothers me to hear, to listen to people that has no culture at all, like the gentleman, Mr. Jim, that was saying about
my name is Jim. My name's Jim Kittering, ma'am, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
No, it's not an offense. It's just an insult. It's more than an offense. It's an insult. And even it's an insult for your culture. You don't know that the United States, California, used to belong to Mexico?
Well, it doesn't anymore, though.
And just for your record, I'm not Mexican.
Spain, you know, Cuba used to belong to Spain, but it doesn't
Florida,
anymore.
The first city colonized in the United States was San Agustin. Yeah.
See,
and it's
you,
in
you
Florida, and
I
it was found by the Spanish people.
You just said it's called the United States.
It is time for the American people to understand that Hispanic people have been here before the Europeans, the Northern Europeans, like you said.
Ma'am, Spain was part of Europe. That's number one. So I don't know what you're talking about. Spain was here, and there are Europeans.
How do you think that Latin America was colonized? By whom? By the Spanish.
The Dutch also got here. I don't care. That's fine.
To Europe,
but why
and
can't I pronounce
a lot.
Any way
I'm
I want
to? I'm an international person. I travel a lot.
All of the Negroes
you go to any country
have,
in Europe.
Flown.
And every single person
I know Negroes
in
can fly. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Because why? It's important to understand.
Folks,
I totally agree. If you
didn't
understand these things, you need to speak English. And you need to comply with this country, the laws of this country.
Exactly.
But you cannot say that it's an offense for you that you don't know how to pronounce the cities.
Ma'am,
you
can I ask you, you started what you were saying by saying that you were an immigrant to this country.
Hey, folks, you cannot talk over top of each other. I'm going to put both these people on hold. It's not working, all right? And I know that part of it is this phone system we got where nobody can hear anybody. Are you there, Maria? 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 See, once I cut her off, I guess she hung up. All right, Jim, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say the lady obviously is used to having her way and running her mouth. I'd hate to be the man who's sits up in bed and stares over at that every morning. But
that wasn't necessary.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, you know, first of all, she says she's here legally, and a lot of folks will tell you, "Hi, I'm an immigrant and I'm here legally." And I think they think that we're going to go, oh, great, how wonderful. She's an immigrant. I don't mind her being Spanish. That's not the thing. But why do I also have to be forced into pronouncing the name of her little town? She comes over, starts a town. And let's say it's called Panama City. Because I think there's a Panama City. All right, let's say the state's Florida. Because a Spaniard called it that. Florida. What if I want to call it Florida?
All right, what if you want to call it Florida?
Well, I'm not allowed to call it Florida. If I say to somebody, I'm taking a trip down to Florida, they'll say to me, where is that? I'll say, it's that state down here near the Gulf.
Well, do you want to be understood or don't you?
I want to put look, we need to rename all the Spanish-sounding towns into something that is faintly reminiscent. Doesn't even have to be full-on, but faintly reminiscent of the days when a fair-skinned man with freckles could walk the streets in freedom, I guess, in this country. But now, people with freckles, people with a freckled complexion, people who use 45 block, let's say. I can't call it Florida. I can't say it's Los Angeles. I can't say it's Fran China. You know, a friend of mine wants to call San Francisco San Fran China because of all the Chinese. He's not allowed to do that. Why? Oh, well, because the Spanish said this is what it's got to be. Look, there's a million people here of Spanish extraction, and yet I can't call a town that I feel like calling San Fran China. I got to call it San Francisco.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jim is on with us. 1-800-449-8686. Why can't we just call these Spanish towns anything we want to call them?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up later on in the show, Chris Norton of Chris Norton's online magazine, Chris Norton's Fox Fever, to talk about the Sharon Stone disastrous movie, Basic Instinct 2. Is this a portent of things to come with regard to how lovely we think older women are? Right now, I'm just talking to a listener of mine, Jim, who is traveling in from Louisiana tonight with his family to California to visit family. And we've been talking a little bit here about the idea that with the immigration questions in front of us, there's also the question of culture. And you feel, Jim, as you said, that at what point do we draw the line? You think that we've had, quote, the Hispanic culture, the preponderance of that in our lives is enough. And you're even proposing that we be allowed to pronounce these Spanish-named cities any way we want.
And I don't think it's just about that either, Phil. I don't think it's just about pronouncing names the way we want to. I'm never going to be able to control the immigration issue. I think if people want to come to this country, that's great. By the way, I don't know if you heard, Phil, but Florida just beat UCLA. Or not UCLA, what do people call it?
UCLA?
Yeah. See, there's an example. If I feel like calling it UCLA instead of UCLA, that's what I want to call it. Because when are the Spanish people going, or the Hispanic culture, I should say, going to let us use our own UCLA? If you're a Spanish-speaking person, UCLA, that's a natural way to say it. But if you are a freckled of Northern European extraction, you want to say UCLA. And yet I'm not allowed to.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Audrey. Audrey, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and I was told by my screener, Audrey, you lived in Ecuador?
Yes, I've been living in Ecuador for the last 9 months, actually.
Now, are you in the United States?
Yes, I'm now in the United States, and I'm an American citizen, and I'm 24 years old, and I have some opinions to share about the show, about immigration.
Can I ask the young lady a question, Phil, if I could?
Go ahead.
Audrey, my name is Jim. I'm traveling with my family. I thank you for calling, but you were just down right in the middle of it, and now you're coming back for seconds? Is that what you're...
I'm sorry, coming back for seconds? What do you mean?
Where do you live, ma'am, in the United States?
In Tennessee.
Have they got a lot of Spaniards there, or...?
There's a significant population of Hispanic people.
Well, there you go. You go down to South America, you're immersed in, you're immersed in the corn tortilla. You're almost folded into a corn tortilla for however long you're down there. Now you come back, and you're making a beeline for the Mexican part of town.
Well, first, there's actually a great distinction between Mexican and the rest of Latin America.
Yes, very good point.
I think my general comment is not to do with you, Jim.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not a personal comment.
Right.
I think that just with the issue of immigration, that first, we as Americans need to remember that our country is a melting pot. It was founded on immigration. We are all immigrants except for Native Americans. And if you look around...
Well, they're immigrants, too, if you think about it. They're immigrants, too. They came over the barrier.
Right, exactly.
They came over from China. So there was nothing. The only native of this land is your scrub brush, some prairie rodents.
Okay, that's a great point, Jim.
Scrub land and
prairie
rodents.
What I'd like to say is you look around at your next door neighbors and they have Irish names. They have Norwegian names. We come from all different parts. And we don't have any right to say that because I was born here, I have the right to be here and I have the right to treat the other people who weren't born here any way that I want.
Can I ask you a question, Audrey?
And,
if this country is a melting pot, why can't I call it it's called San Francisco.
You can, Jim.
But if it's a melting pot, why can't I call it San Fran Chinaman?
Okay.
I'm telling you, Jim,
my comments are not directed at you.
Well, that's my
comments
whole point.
Are directed at the subject of immigration.
Yeah, this man wants
And
to.
Your point is valid. If you want
Thank
to call
you.
It that, you can. And you can seem ignorant if you want to.
Ma'am,
that's
wait a minute. I don't
choice.
Want to be ignorant, but you say this is a melting pot, and yet I'm supposed to say it the way they told me to say it. How about if
would
I just call
Would you say O'Reilly the way that O'Reilly would pronounce O'Reilly?
Because
would
that's
you say
a white
that
man.
Way?
No, because that's a freckled Northern European name. But when a Hispanic comes here and says San Francisco, you know, like that. And I want to call it San Francisco.
Okay, call it that if you want to.
Look,
call it that if you want to.
Do you hear
to,
what Audrey is saying to you, Jim? That it's a little ignorant sounding. San Francisco sounds racist.
Well, no, I don't mean that. But I just think every time we turn around, especially here in California, Audrey, you're in Tennessee, every town is Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, Santa.
It has been that way for a hundred years or more. It's not a new thing that they named it San Francisco. It's not new, you know.
Okay.
Yes, it seems there
that's
are more
right.
immigrants now than there were, but...
Don't you think, then, if that's the case...
This is America, and we are a variety. We have a variety here. And if you don't like variety, then you should move to a country where everybody
ma'am,
is exactly the
you're
same.
Right. No, I want variety, ma'am, but if they call it San Francisco... I got a friend of mine. I'm not as bad as some of these people. I heard a guy call it San Fran Slanti. And I think that's racial in nature. And
of course it is. San Fran Slanti, of course it is.
Well, I'm not going to say that. But all I'm trying to say to the lady is, okay, 100 years they've had these Mexican names. Good for them. Now they want me to stick my head even further into it. Every morning I get up, and where I used to see the bread of a Northern European freckled complexion man, I used to see Roman meal. Now I'm looking at corn tortillas.
But it's there because corn tortillas are what you bought and put in your refrigerator.
Yeah, see, my wife
you don't have to do that. You don't
right.
have to subscribe to that part of
I
the
like
culture
them with butter
if you
on
don't
them.
Want to.
Right, I like to heat them up in the microwave and butter them. But
you wake up in your country and you can speak your language and you can watch television programs in your language
hold on.
And you don't have to deal with it
is
if you
that
don't
not
want
Spanish?
To.
If I say San Fran Panfeso, is that not Spanish?
No, it's not. You've changed the name. If you said, for instance, Fran San Cisco, okay, then I guess you're pronouncing it, but nobody's going to know what you're talking about. If you say we're going down to Florida on vacation...
Which is what I prefer to say, but people look at me crazy. See, I'm drowning in, like I was telling Audrey here, Phil, I am drowning in a corn tortilla nightmare.
Are you getting emotional?
For me, it's a very emotional question, yes, sir.
Why?
It's just that the white man, not white man, because I don't want people to think I'm racist. I'm not racist. I have a great many friends of every culture. But
I have a problem believing you, Jim.
You have a problem believing that I have a great many friends of every culture?
Yes.
Well, Audrey, I can tell you that I've got workmates who are African-American. I own a machine shop. One of my partners is an African-American. My top machinist and one of my managers is a Hispanic.
Aren't they all essentially the same? Can't we just look at each other what race we are?
I think I'm smarter than a lot of them, but that's not because I'm white. It's just because I think I've got more experience.
All right, look, Audrey, thank you. Very sweet call and very good points. And thank you for sharing your experience there in South America.
Thank you for letting me share my ideas.
Let me ask you, Audrey, why can't I call it San Anthony instead of San Antonio? You see what I'm saying? Why does it have to be San Antonio? Why can't I just call it St. Anthony, Texas? I mean, that
you
sounds
can.
Gay as living hell, but...
You can, Jim. Go ahead. It's great. Go ahead.
Oh, see, now she's just blowing me off. Now she's blowing me off. She's playing me now. Okay, fine. How about if I call it San Fran Bullcutto?
Yeah, get out of here. All right, let's go over here to Louise. Louise, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I want to make a comment on this immigration problem.
Go ahead, Louise.
Miami has been taken over fully by the Spanish population. We've even had to give up our language, English, as a major language.
Oh, God.
And I think they ought to look twice
Do
about this
immigration. You speak Spanish, ma'am?
I took Spanish, but I don't speak it. I took Spanish in college years ago, but
right.
I don't speak it.
Right.
But the point is, if an American wants to work in the Spanish section, they have to know Spanish, or they won't hire them, and they won't even speak
well, that's
to
true.
You.
Ma'am, if I could ask a favor of you, if you could take those chestnuts out of your mouth or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Don't be smart with me.
I'm not. No, ma'am. Do you have chestnuts or something in your mouth?
No, I do not. And I think you're being smart.
No, ma'am, I am not. I thought
well,
it sounded
I think
to me.
You are. On top of that, we've lost our English language. Spanish is a major language.
Well, if you're on painkillers,
on top of that, we've lost.
Why don't you let the lady talk, okay?
On top of that, we've lost control of the whole South Florida area.
Did you just come from the dentist?
And Key West. And Key West, too. On top of that, will you shut up? I'm not even talking to you.
Ma'am, you called it Gee Whiz, Florida.
I did what?
You said it's called Gee Whiz, Florida.
She
said Key West, Florida.
No, she didn't.
Key West, Florida. They've taken over everything all the way up to West Palm Beach, practically.
Who's that, ma'am?
There's about a million Spanish in West Palm Beach. A million. That's only here. That doesn't count.
Well,
Miami,
ma'am, I agree with what you're saying.
I'm not even talking to you.
Well, I Mr. Henry put me on the show to hear.
Well, he put me on the show too. And if you don't like what I say, just get off. On top of that.
What do you mean by get off?
Get off the air.
Ale?
On top of that, they've stolen millions, thousands, and millions out of fraudulent Medicare and Medicaid claims. That's a fact. It's in the Sun Sentinel newspaper, March 31st. And that's only one company. They want the meager jobs. Well, they control the whole Miami area.
How about if I put it this way, ma'am? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Well, you're being a smart ass,
no, ma'am.
Aren't you?
You're talking.
Yes, you are.
You're talking
don't
like,
say no, ma'am. You most certainly are.
You're talking like you got a bunch of chiclets in your face and you don't know how to chew them.
Well, if you listen instead of being so smart,
I'm listening to you, but you called it Marsh. You called Key West, Florida, Gee Whiz, Florida.
No, I did not say Gee Whiz. I said Key West.
I understand what you think you said,
you
but it came up.
You don't understand nothing.
It sounded like it's Gee Whiz, Florida.
That's the way you take it.
No, ma'am. That's what it's, Mr. Henry.
Don't tell me.
I can understand
ma'am.
What the lady's talking about, Mr. Fettering.
Oh, I'm an a-hole, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, you're what comes out of it then.
Well,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm trying to educate you.
2 points. Florida wins the NC2A.
I'm trying to educate you of what's happened here in Florida.
Well, then you might take
what... You're too stupid to listen.
You could educate me, that's fine, but whoever's with you...
What do you mean, whoever's with her?
Well, she's got something in her mouth.
All right, that's it. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And all I'm asking you, Mr. Hendry, is when you put someone on your program, ask them to swallow their food first.
The lady has swallowed her food. I got to get back to Louise. Go ahead, Louise.
Yes, I also want to mention that they got a lot of help getting their citizenship.
This is the lady that didn't swallow her?
Yes, I am.
Ma'am, did you swallow?
Why don't you go drop dead?
Drop dead?
Let the woman finish.
English.
All right, do you mind if I read something, Mr. Henry, while lady's talking?
I'd like you to pay attention to her as people have been paying attention to you. Have a little consideration.
All right, fine.
They were given a lot of help in getting their citizenship.
We are the hollow men.
All they had to do was hold up their hand, and they were sworn in
as
citizens.
Headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices when we whisper
together. Why don't you go?
Will you shut up? Go ahead, Louise.
Why do you have people like that on there?
Oh, I could ask the same question. Why is there a lady
on? And then on top of that, millions of fraudulent claims were filed with Medicare or Medicaid.
Oh, my God.
And they robbed us blind for the last 40 years or more.
Robbed us blind.
I mean, who do you... That's exactly right.
You said blind, not blind, blind. B-W-I-N-D. That's a fine how do you do.
On top of that, they also would... remove people voting on the voter's registration,
ma'am.
And they would count the dead as voters.
Ma'am.
Now, you better look twice about what you're bringing into this country. What I'm trying to say, we need control.
Ma'am,
we
you are using
voter.
Your back molars and you're playing tongue soccer. And
where do you think you have intelligence?
Where?
Where?
Exactly.
In my head.
Yeah, head.
All right, if you're so bright... Who said this? We are the hollow men.
I don't need
men.
To answer
we are
to
the
you
stuck
at all
men.
Because I didn't call in to talk to you.
Ma'am, I think the steroids you're taking for your prostate has...
This is a woman you're talking to.
Yeah. guess. So what about it?
Prostate?
Is he insane or what? What is it? I mean,
are you
how
not,
can he have people
say,
like that on the line?
Ma'am,
cut him off.
Ma'am, you said at the beginning of your conversation with Mr. Hendry that you were the first woman who had ever suffered from prostate cancer.
That's not true. I didn't say nothing
Mr.
like
Hendry,
that at all.
Mr. Hendry, you are a 100% liar. Mr. Hendry, did she not say
you
that?
No,
are
sir,
a
she
liar.
Did not. She did not say that.
Well, then what woman was on your program?
I did not say that. I think she's insane.
She never said that.
I heard the lady say something about how her prostate was enlarged and was going up into her throat.
You're trying to be funny.
No, ma'am,
I'm not.
It's
not working, and
it's
not working.
We are the stuffed men, leaning together.
Oh, shut up. 1-800-449-8686.
Our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We are the hollow man. We are the stuffed man. Leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless as wind and dry grass or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shape without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom remember us, if at all, not as lost violent souls, but only as the hollow men, the stuffed men. Eyes I dare not dream in dreams. In death's dream kingdom, these do not appear. There are the eyes, or sunlight, in a broken column. There is a tree swinging, and voices are. We are the hollow men.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.